Christos voskres, risen voskres. Christ is risen. Truly he has risen. This is Father Basil doing another podcast, and hope everyone's doing well wherever you're listening from today. And of course, this is the weekend coming up of the Samaritan woman. And that gospel story that we read this weekend on Sunday talks about Jesus going to, traveling through Samaria. And he's left at this well while his apostles go and get some food and supplies. And then he talks to this woman who is Samaritan. And of course, the Samaritans and the Jews did not get along with each other, because the Samaritans were Jews who had intermarried with other pagan cultures, and they were seen as impure, as not really Jewish anymore. So it was really amazing that Jesus talked to this Samaritan woman, first because she was a woman, and men didn't usually, talk to women by themselves, in that context in those days. And then secondly, she was Samaritan. And, as the conversation went on, Jesus told her, asked her all these questions. And then, about worship, and the woman said, well, we worship on this mountain, and, Jacob was the one that gave us this well, and, the God of Jacob is who we worship, and stuff like that. And then, Jesus basically said, eventually Jesus, asked her to bring her husband, and the woman said she has no husband, and Jesus said, you're correct with that, you have no husband, because you've had many husbands, and the one person you're living with is not your husband. And then the woman says, you must be a prophet. You must be the one that knows everything. And then she goes to the townspeople asks them to come and see Jesus, to come with her, to see this man who knows everything about her life. And then, of course, he stays with those townspeople for a few days, and converts them to follow him. So many people believed in him because of what the woman said. And, this gospel that we're going to read on Sunday is very interesting, because it tells us about that Jesus, first of all, we can't hide anything from Jesus. We try to hide our faults. We try to hide our sins. We try to hide our imperfections. But we can't hide anything from Jesus. Jesus knows everything about us. Jesus knows what we're struggling with. Jesus knows what we need improvement on in our life. And instead of hiding things from Jesus, maybe instead we should ask for Jesus' help in overcoming those spiritual obstacles in our life. So obviously, this woman who was married so many times and probably divorced so many times too, you know, had issues with her relationships. You know, had issues with being with one person the whole time, and again, we don't know exactly what the problem was with this woman. If the man just left her because of certain, you know, we don't know, but we do know that she had a very hard time having a long-lasting relationship. And, you know, Jesus didn't necessarily condemn her for that. He just wanted her to turn to God to help her with those issues she had in her life. And we have to do the same thing. We have to turn to God about everything that we have in this life, about everything that's happening to us. And instead of blaming others, instead of making excuses for ourselves about our sinfulness, about the things that we need to improve upon, we have to take ownership of them. We have to take ownership of those things and say, you know, it's time that I own up to my mistakes. It's time that I own up to my sinfulness and turn to God to help me overcome the things I do that prevent me from having a healthy relationship, the things that I do that prevent me from serving God the way I should be. And this is the lesson I think we can learn from the Samaritan woman that we say this weekend, okay? That God knows everything about us, so we can't hide anything from God. And instead of making excuses, instead of denying our sinfulness, we have to take ownership of it and say, I'm going to try to do better. I'm going to try to do something different in the future so that I can be God's disciple and to spread the word of God to everyone I meet. God bless you. Have a good day.